With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino back here to kick off our coverage of Big Brother Canada 9 here on RHAP. Very excited to have you aboard here live for our Big Brother Canada 9 cast draft. We have gotten the Big Brother Canada 9 cast dropped on us as of yesterday. We're here to look at the people that we are looking at for now. Who knows? Maybe there could be more people added as the season gets underway. That's going to be on Wednesday night, March 3rd, as Big Brother Canada returns. So let's welcome in our team of drafters here tonight. Of course, the man who takes you through the entire Big Brother season from start to finish. Here he is, Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Very excited for a new season, a new start. We've got Arissa as an executive producer, Big Brother Canada 9. Very exciting. And, I think we're owed some good Big Brother. So I hope we get some.
We hope so. We hope so. Looking forward to a long completed season of Big Brother Canada coming in March. Okay, of course, back with us, it's the voice of the people, Melissa Denny. Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be back. I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in so long, so this is very, very good. I'm very looking forward to winning this draft, finally, please.
Finally.
Okay. I feel like I say that every single time.
Yes.
It's okay. Like my opener for the draft.
And we are very lucky to have back with us that he drafted with us over the summer. And here he is back to win a Big Brother Canada draft. He's celebrating a birthday this week. Happy belated birthday to Amon Adwin. Amon, how are you?
I'm back, baby. Yes, I failed miserably at the BBUS draft, but I'm back to redeem myself. It's a quick turnaround. I'm really excited. Big Brother Canada. I echo everything that everyone has said so far. I'm really excited for Big Brother Canada 9. Should be a great season.
Yes. Amon, you must have been very good this year to get a Big Brother Canada season dropped on your birthday. At least
The stars were just aligning when we got a little bit of announcement. Like last week, I was like, oh my goodness, they're going to wait an entire week before they give it to us. And I was like, Wednesday's my birthday. And then it happened. So I am grateful to Arissa. Grateful.
Yes.
All hail Queen Arissa.
All right. I do have some news to just talk about up front at the top of the show. I know a lot of people are probably wondering, where is Brent, that he had been part of our Big Brother podcasting team for quite some time, going back to, it was Big Brother Canada 3 that we Taryn come on board and Brent come on board too. But I am very sad to say that Brent is not going to be part of our podcast team anymore. Brent has always been a good friend to us here on the podcast, but unfortunately we just felt like that there are too many areas, especially in social media, where we did not see eye to eye with Brent. He's always, brings a lot of energy to the podcast, but I felt like it was time to make a change. And I spoke with Brent and I feel like that we parted on very good terms, and I wish Brent nothing but the best. But
we are going to move forward. And I feel like that we've added so much talent to the roster here in the last year specifically that I think we have a very deep bench to cover Big Brother. And I'm very much looking forward to Big Brother Canada 9 and all the best to Brent. Okay. All right. So that's, you know, just to give you the RHAP side of things, I could tell you a little bit about what we have coming up schedule wise. Taryn, you're going to be back one more time before the start of the new season on Monday night.
Yes. Mike Bloom and I are looking at doing a think tank podcast for Big Brother Canada, where we are going to talk through potential twists, ideas for the season, and you know, hopefully they'll be wacky and all over the place, and we'll have some
fun. Can't go wrong with Mike. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Wednesday night, March 3rd. Big Brother Canada 9 is back, and we will have live updates after all of the episodes. Normally, in a regular Big Brother Canada season, we have to compete with Survivor when it comes back, but no Survivor to be seen in the near future. Big Brother Canada 9 is going to be back on Wednesday night, and Taryn, you'll be back live after the premiere.
Yes, live recaps Wednesday, Thursday, every day for Big Brother Canada. We're going to be there every day that there's an episode and also every day that there's feeds.
Yeah. Okay. And the live feeds are, do we know when they're going to kick off?
I am guessing that it's going to be Thursday night. I'm guessing there's going to be an eviction Thursday night and the feeds will come back on after that live episode.
Yeah. Okay. So we will be all set up for the episode recaps, the daily live feed updates. You want to make sure you're subscribed to our Big Brother podcast feed if you don't want to miss anything at robinsthewebsite.com/BB podcast. And I'm very excited that after I was absentee in the Big Brother Canada 8 coverage for the most part, I am very excited to say that I am going to be jumping back into the fold. And I will be hosting the Monday night Big Brother Canada 9 recaps here. I'm very excited to get back in. I will come in and I feel like I can't screw up too badly the Monday night recap of Big Brother Canada. I feel like that I can come in and bring some crazy casual energy to talking about the Monday night episodes of Big Brother Canada.
Yes, Rob's casual corner.
I'll bring some fire takes to the Monday night recaps. I'll talk about like, could you believe that Wendy's order? Oh my God.
Did you believe they didn't even recognize their own mom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that and getting more involved with Big Brother Canada 9 with no Survivor going on. Just a little other RHAP programming note that I had been doing the Survivor panel discussions, counting down the top 40 seasons. I will still be recording those Wednesday night, but we will not be live with those. We'll post those after the Big Brother Canada recaps get done. Melissa, I know you have a new addition since the last time that we spoke on the Big Brother podcast. Tell us about your new pup.
Yes, this is Piper. We're going to have to start printing her face on the LFC merch. yeah, we need a reprint on that. Just kidding. This is Piper. I just want to show everyone because I saw the chat was saying, like, let's see Piper. So here's the quick say hello session, and then we're going to put her down.
No, Melissa, don't do that. Don't do that.
We're going to put her down.
Oh, okay, on the floor.
The podcast.
On the floor.
Got it. Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
Be very sad.
So, yeah.
Be very dark.
I need to get my words back for these podcasts. I haven't spoken to people in a long time. So
yes. Okay. Well, good. Well, you know, Melissa, keep the puppies nearby because I feel like that this is a night where it's like, okay, here's something not fun to talk about. Then let's cut back to the puppies because I feel like that we have
puppy cam.
Yeah. We'll just have one screen on them at all times, just so that they do a little fun thing, get everyone's like spirits raised a little.
Yes. Okay. Well, keep them nearby because we need to talk about the news of the hour here in the world of Big Brother Canada. The cast came out yesterday And, you know, here we are, not 36 hours later, and we already have a lot of issues going on with one of the cast members here in this Big Brother Canada cast. A man named Ethan, who is supposed to be part of this season, now is the subject of a lot of scrutiny after there were some YouTube comments that were posted by someone who knows him in real life that claim that there was a number of problematic incidents that have gone on, including using racial slurs, racial attacks, also is it sexual harassment of another person?
I mean, name it, honestly.
Yeah.
Name it, and he's probably been accused of it.
Yeah. And then on top of that, and while those were, you know, allegations that need to be very much looked into, and it's also very disappointing that if they are true, they were not discovered prior to him being cast on the show. There's also video floating around of him using other gay slurs on the internet. And really, like, cue the Tyra Banks meme of Big Brother Canada 9. We're all rooting for you. We're all rooting for you. Like, do not blow this. Yeah. You have a chance. Yeah. You have a chance to fix this. I mean, we should have caught this. You can still fix this. You can still fix this.
Personally, I think there's no chance this guy is on the cast. They have not moved in yet, I don't think. I think the odds of this person being on the cast by the time next week comes around are very slim, and I'd be very surprised.
Mm-hmm.
If
I mean, you can't start off the season that's supposed to be, you know, the big redemption for everything, considering what happened last year. You just can't start it off with someone like that that's already garnering so much negative press. They've even gotten in contact with production, just so they're aware of it. I just don't see how you can move forward without getting rid of the guy.
Get rid of this guy. And, you know, you can't think that in this time of COVID that they don't have several alternates, that we saw what happened with Big Brother Canada 22 with Josh and KC, of like that we had people like, oh no, like they broke the they had a failed test. So you got to think that they are very deep on the bench with alternates, right?
You would hope so. I mean, I would imagine that's what I've been thinking, that obviously you're going to have a lot of potential alternates ready to go. And honestly, even if they don't, like, you can figure it out. It's fine. You can have a 13 or 15 or whatever person cast that you want. It's fine.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. You're Big Brother Canada. You're good at figuring out crazy twist weeks to make this work.
Oh, man, we're going to have to lose the triple eviction. Oh, no.
Yeah. So we're not drafting Ethan. We're going to pretend that he's not there, and that we're just going to, you know, between now and then, now and Wednesday, Big Brother Canada, you know what to do. Okay? You know what to do. Shouldn't
we're just gonna act on them knowing what to do.
This is an easy one. This is an easy one. Mm-hmm. Every competition you have on this show is sponsored by a brand. Like, this is so easy. This is so easy, Big Brother Canada. Okay? All right. So we will be drafting from what? 11 players, or is there 13?
13.
Okay. All right. So even 14 was a weird number of contestants. Taryn, has there been any sort of buzz that, like, will Big Brother Canada 8 players be showing up?
There is definitely some speculation that we might see some form of returning players. There's the twist of the season is that they're going to be split into two teams and captains will be chosen. There's been some speculation that there might be two captains per team, and that would indicate that perhaps returning players would be the second captain for the teams. There's also space on the cast page for two more people, like no matter how you resize it. 14 is not a number that they would typically start with. They typically go with a 16 person cast.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reason to think that there might be some returning players. Now, I don't think that means that it's necessarily from Big Brother Canada 8. I could see some people from Big Brother Canada 8 returning, but I do not think it's a guarantee. We could potentially see players from other seasons.
Are there other hot names that are potentially like people that Big Brother Canada is dying to bring back?
I mean, the thing is that I haven't really seen a lot of names for anyone. I mean, even the names that you would expect from Big Brother Canada 8, Brooke does not seem like she's on the cast. I mean, she could be doing a good job, but it does not seem
they never do a good job.
And so if Brooke isn't there, like, and it wouldn't even really make sense if there are if they're on different teams to bring back Brooke and Sheldon because they were together,
right?
It would be weird. They're not really going to be on separate teams, so it's possible that maybe they're bringing back like Sheldon and then maybe somebody else or something along those lines, but who knows.
Aman, do you like the idea of teams?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it for the beginning. I feel like it, you know, it creates like a sense of camaraderie. Maybe alliances that might not have happened at first sort of spark out of necessity. And I think that it's sort of, you know, it might keep players that might have actually been people that would have been regular first boots, maybe to keep them safe a little longer. So I think it definitely spices up the game a little bit. I'm excited for it.
I love it. I think it's going to be great. Because I know we were talking about last season about, like, you know, the cast is too big with 16. You know, we get like these early votes, you know, by a vote of like 13 to zero. Especially if you if only your team votes, that it sort of like puts like a lot of like, you know, I think it could make for some exciting like first couple of weeks of the season that have some stakes where people are like really important votes. It's like, oh, I'm just going to do what the house wants. It's like, well, there's only five people voting right now. So that this is actually like a really big vote. And then the people from the other side of the house might have nothing to do, but they also like might be really invested in trying to swing the vote one way or the other.
Have they said that's the way it's
I don't know. I'm speculating.
Yeah, because I feel like if that would be an interesting twist where it's kind of like Survivor-esque in that way. But if they do it where it's like it's teams, but then only someone from the losing team can be evicted, but everyone gets to vote, then I don't know if it's as good to me, just because like then it's like, okay, well, let's get rid of a really good player because like, I don't want a really good player playing against me. So if I'm on the opposite team, I'm going to vote out the best player. So I don't know. It could go either way, but I do like it in a more of a Survivor way, like you were saying. So,
Taryn, do you have any thoughts on this?
There are definitely, I mean, like any twist, there are good ways to go about this and there are bad ways to go about this. Knowing Big Brother Canada's history, I fully expect them to do the bad way. But here, look. I'll say, I think it could work depending on how they format it. So I'll give them this until they say what it is, and then I'll tell them why it's wrong.
Okay. All right.
Taryn, lying in wait. Lying in wait.
Yeah, right. Also, I don't know if I would like it if, like, I think it also depends, like, who's on what team. Because I feel like if there's, like, one really dominant team and then the other team is just, like, all the misfits or something, it's like, okay, that's not going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, how would they pick the teams?
I guess it'll be a draft. That's going to be something interesting. So, if it's a draft, then I don't know.
What it seems to be is that, so the first real twist is that the audience is going to vote for two players to become team captains. And then those two captains are going to draft the teams. There's a little bit of confusion about exactly how that will work. Some people thinking that based on the wording of the thing, that the captains will be choosing the other person's team. And not their own. Or it could just be a straight up draft of them choosing their own team. This is, in my opinion, kind of risky because it definitely could lead toward an in team group and an out team group. But, you know, again, we'll see. We'll see how they do it.
Okay. All right. And do we know what day they move into the house?
A lot of people have been talking about Saturday as as the day. I think that makes some sense, but I don't think anybody is sure.
Hey, you know what? Again, hard to often find the silver linings of the global pandemic, but I will say no spoilers coming out of the live show.
Honestly, no live audience. I am so down for in every aspect. I don't like their influence on the game. I don't enjoy them on the show itself. I prefer it when it's a little more chill.
Yeah.
There's no spoilers. Exactly. Like the only downside is that Arissa loves having the audience and interacting with them. And I feel
we want Arissa to be happy. Yes. Yeah.
But for me, I'm very happy that there's no audience.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so I think we got all of the housekeeping out of the way. Are we ready to get into our draft?
Let's do it.
Okay. So each of us will get to pick three people. We will have one player that is the audience will get. Okay. So for audience playing along, you get that player. And then also, do they get the alternate also? And what about returning house guests? We should, let's come back. How about this? That whoever doesn't get drafted, that we'll have like the alternate that replaces Ethan, and then the two returning players. So they're like, maybe like we should have like after the first episode, then we should have.
We should each pick another person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And whoever gets the first pick, they also get whoever doesn't get picked in this draft. Maybe we'll figure that out later.
I feel like I'm getting already confused. Right. So,
it makes sense.
There'll be one more round of the draft that will come. But I will say whoever makes the first pick, they get the alternate.
Yeah.
Okay. Not the alternate. Whoever gets left, they get the 13th person from this draft.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll just continue the order. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. So I did win. Not for anything. Don't look now. I've won the last two Big Brother US drafts.
We were just being nice and we gave those to you. So
yes.
Okay. We'll see.
Yes. All right. So that with that in mind, I will make the order for this draft. Okay. All right. So let me go with, I'm going to go, Melissa, Amon, myself, and then Taryn for two. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Wait, so how many do we each get?
So we'll each get to pick three people. Yes.
Three. Okay. And the order was Melissa, Amon, Taryn, Rob?
Yes. Mark.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Everyone's writing.
Yes.
Well, I put my little notepad here. If you like go all the way back, there's like previous drafts in here.
And really, we're just going off of...
Too. This is the one I used for BB22.
Yeah.
There's
just the Big Brother official Big Brother Canada global interviews, correct?
Yeah, nothing else has come out yet.
Nothing else.
And let's be real, Aika's not doing interviews this year, so
we're not learning anything.
Is there anything else to learn at this point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's so little to go off of. It's like I was trying to take notes, and usually I can take like a lot of notes on the little intro package or like on whatever interviews that they do. But I felt like it was like I had like nothing to say. It was like, I think they've seen the show before. Like just because there's like not enough information. Like what am I going to do? Like put down like she has a cat. Like I just feel like that's not relevant. Yep. So. Although I will say I did really love the intro videos this time around. I felt like I liked being able to see like their houses and like where they live and like see the way they filmed themselves. Yeah. Like
it was like how we found
their
Taryn.
Personality. Taryn's intro video. Taryn, have you published that yet?
My audition video? Yeah.
Yeah.
You can find it on YouTube.
I love it.
And the point of that was that it was supposed to look like a nondescript hotel room.
It's so good. Yeah.
What do we think? They send them out like a ring light to all, like, because it can't be a coincidence that they all had like the same light.
They sent them a ring light. They sent them like a professional camera as well.
Yeah,
the thing I didn't quite understand like it was like, they sent them, some of them had like really high def images, and then they would have all of them film themselves filming themselves. And I'm like,
Oh, yeah, that is true. I didn't even think of that. That's so
and
funny.
Then the film of the film was like lower quality than the film. I'm like, what are y'all doing? It was just, I was there for all of like the production value of it all, but it was just a little weird.
I got to know their personalities more than I do with like the, just like the plain like background with like the weird lights and like the weird like poses. Like I feel like this was so much better for me to like understand who they were and like to see like, okay, what's important to them? What are they showing me? Like, and it was interesting to see also like where they came from. Like it was interesting to see like Austin's background was like, looked like her childhood bedroom or something. I don't know if that's the case, but then like, who was it? Rohan, his was like this like black sleek kitchen. And I was just like, okay, I kind of get who you are too. Like you kind of, I feel like you know more about them than you do just in like that weird, like posy thing that they always have been doing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Didn't you watch their TikToks?
I watched a couple of them, but
I
didn't watch all of them.
You were looking for the posing.
I'm gonna be honest. I didn't watch any of those.
I watched a couple of them, but I just like I couldn't get into it because it was just like, and here's my age, and here's my like cat. It's like, okay, yeah. I don't.
Can I ask a question?
I'm not a TikTok person.
Is there branded TikTok? Like is TikTok is a sponsor of Big Brother Canada?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What on what world is this? If it, how? Why is TikTok paying Big Brother Canada money to advertise?
Yeah,
I agree.
Well, why?
It's insane. It's insane. TikTok. They should pay TikTok.
There are so many sponsors. Like the Rugrats are sponsoring this season. Mm-hmm. Like if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of page, it's so many icons everywhere. But I mean, anything to keep the show on the air because we know that a few years back it was looking a little grim. So whatever, I'll take it.
I wonder if it's like a non-monetary sponsor. And it's just like, yeah, you can put us on your page, but then like you do TikTok videos and like, cool. There we go. We'll do a TikTok video and mutual partnership.
They might be paying TikTok to say, can we say you're a sponsor?
Yeah.
Like, if we pay you money, can we say that you're sponsoring the show?
And get some word out for
us. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, like, I work on sponsorship agreements all the time, and that seems maybe what it is.
Okay. All right. But Melissa, all the attention is on you.
I've been trying to like push it away. this is really hard. It's always the first one for me is always hard because I feel like at least if I pick wrong, it's like, well, the only person you have to blame is yourself. But if I am second or something, I can be like, well, you picked the good one. So anyway, enough stalling. Okay, I'm going to pick. Also, I don't know how to pronounce all their names, so I will learn it. But at this point, I think you pronounce her name Latoya.
Okay.
And that's what I'm picking.
All right.
I am picking Latoya first. I was super impressed with her video. Like I just felt like every single thing she was throwing at me, I was even more and more and more impressed until I was like, are you serious? She's so accomplished. How has she done all this? I mean, she's like 4 years as a police officer, 4 years as a correctional officer. Like she's designed her own fashion line. She's also like walked the runway in like, New York Fashion Week. I was like, this is crazy. At first, when I read her bio, like before I saw her video, I was like, she's like, yeah, I'm a cop, but I'm going to say I'm a fashion designer. I was like, okay, well, you're going to have to know about fashion if you're going to like pose as a fashion designer. But she's a fashion designer as well. It's not a lie. It's crazy. I honestly was very impressed with her. She seems really intelligent. She seems like she's ready to play. She's also like super into fitness and is very athletic. I just felt like she's all around really strong. I think my one concern is that like she needs to go into the house and come across really like unassuming. Otherwise, I just feel like she's going to come across as a huge threat. And I think that would be scary. And I don't know if that would go well for her, but I think that she's aware of that in that she's not going to say she's a cop. So maybe she'll be able to kind of like tone down all her accomplishments and how great she is and just kind of like run with that side of her, like just like the friendly, personable side. You know, we'll have to see how it goes, but honestly, like on paper and on video, she looks really impressive. So, I'm picking her first.
All right.
Going for it.
I think this was a good pick. I think Melissa did a good job here. Wow.
Thank you.
Yes.
I feel good.
Okay. Is there Derek upside here for Latoya?
I was about to say that. I mean, I feel like that was the big draw for me, obviously. I mean, I think that Derek, like every time there's a cop on the show, we're going to hear Derek's name now, right? So like, yeah, I mean, I think she seems like she is cool and calm. I like the fact that not only is she really determined, she backs up all the stuff that she's talked about doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just like Melissa said, you know, going to New York Fashion Week, she said that she goes hard in the gym and we see like the weight loss journey that she's been through. And she seems very mature. The one thing that I will say is that I'm a little worried that maybe she's just a little too mature for these people. Like, is she going to be a little, like, I mean, she was a corrections officer. You're going to try and correct everything, officer? Like, am I going to get arrested here? So yeah, I'm a little worried just about that. But I mean, if anything, it's better to be a little bit more reserved than Big Brother than it is to be crazy. So yeah, definitely some Derek upside. So I think it's a solid pick. I think it is.
Yeah. Taryn, you like it?
I like it. She is, so she is one of the older house guests, and I say that understanding that she's 34. She's 34. She's one of the older house guests. And that is a pretty significant disadvantage almost all of the time. However, she, I think the things that she has going in her favor are that she is a very multifaceted person, and I think that that can help her get along with younger people. I understand that I'm saying older and younger, and it's dumb, but
yeah, it's terrible. It makes me feel awful.
Yes, I also think that that how fit she is going to be huge as well. One of the reasons why I think older house guests have more trouble in the game, one of them at least, is the fact that they are much less likely to win challenges when there are so many physical challenges. She seems like a physical beast. If she's going to win some challenges, she can win some respect on her name, make social connections, and I think she can do all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like she'll be able to hang, though. Like, I feel like, I mean, if you're in New York Fashion Week, like, you don't just roll up in NYC and you're a square, you know what I mean? So, like, I feel like if anything, she should be able to find something to talk about with these youngins. I mean, 34, yeah, it's really not old in the grand scheme of things, but in the Big Brother house, like, when somebody's 24, like, I know that for a fact. I mean, I'm past 24 now, but I know that 24 and 34 for me are going to be, ooh, so we'll see. We'll see how she is.
Yeah. I think that she's in a good spot to come in, and I think that she has like the ability to like really be like undercover in the house where, you know, I saw in the chat somebody mentioned like Summer of Steve, where I think that he was going to like not tell anybody that he was a police officer, and people were just going to Summer of Steve, he's definitely a police officer. Like, I think that she has a good story to sell, and I think that she's going to have like observations that she's going to be able to make, and as long as she can get along with people in the house and like have like a good social game, I think that she's like a real threat.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. So Melissa, I had her at number two on my board.
Well, all right. Okay, yeah. Good. I feel like usually my first pick.
Yeah, I'm used to Melissa like going like Memphis or something off the off the top. But then he turned out to be better than we expected. He did go far.
Well.
Okay. All right.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, with LaToya off the board, we turn to Amon.
Okay.
Okay.
I have been like, my list has just been like cycling. All right. I am going to go ahead and draft Tyshawn. I wasn't really too high on him in the beginning. And then I was having a couple conversations today.
Yes.
And I've since been turned around on him. What I like about Tyshawn is obviously he's a good looking guy, but I like the fact that he has been raised by women. I think that that's really going to give him a bit of an advantage. The one thing that I worry about is that is he going to, because Taryn was just talking about how if we get teams, there's a possibility that he, you know, if he's team captain or if he's not team captain, one of the other team captains is going to try and want to draft him real quick. Is he going to get caught up in like the broiness of it all? I do worry about that. But something about him in his intro video being surrounded by his mom and his two grandmothers, like to me, that's speaks to someone who is a little older, has a little bit more maturity. He's 29, so he's not exactly like a 21-year-old who's just coming out here fresh. I like the fact that he's an urban planner. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a little bit of, you know, cerebralness that he'll have to him. I feel like he's just really calm, cool, and collected, and seems to be getting into the point of his life where he's like knowing what he wants to do and knows who he is. So I feel like he could be a pretty strong contender. I mean, in the fact that he is, you know, good looking and physical, I mean, that always works well for people in Big Brother Canada. So, and I mean, he's just really, really sweet too. So I feel like if you're likable and people don't want to get rid of you, I feel like he has a really good shot, if not winning, of going pretty far. So I'm gonna go ahead and snatch Tyshawn.
Wow. Oh boy, Amon, this was my number one pick. Melissa and Amon totally sniped me in this draft.
Maybe you made a mistake picking.
I totally did. I mean, who knows how any of this goes? Like, you know, he could be in a showmance on day one, and then you know.
I know. And that was my main drawback in the beginning.
Who knows?
But I feel good about him.
Yeah,
I do.
But he's athletic, and I love that he's a planner. Like, you have to think to be an urban planner and have strategy, and like you have to have a vision for what the city is going to be like if you're going to be an urban planner, and that's like what you want to do in Big Brother.
And he said that he wanted, like, specifically on his bio, he said that he wanted to create a co-ed alliance. I like the fact that he was specific about saying co-ed. I don't want to, like, get bro'd down. I am a ladies' man, but I'm not trying to, you know, just be a flirt the entire thing. Like, he wants to be multifaceted, and that, to me, like, that speaks volumes to me. So I feel good about Tyshawn. I'm with Tyshawn this season. I like it. Yeah.
I liked his video a lot. I thought he did a really good job with his video. He was really charming. I thought he really came across as a nice guy. I liked, you know, the relationship with his grandmas. And my one concern when watching the video was like, does he have the mindset for the game? Like, I can see that he's smart. I can see that he's a nice guy. I can see that he's, you know, very sociable. But like, does he have that like gaming mindset? However, then like he did pick villain, you know, and I do think that like says something. I feel like, if someone doesn't really know the game, doesn't really care about playing the game, they probably pick hero just because it's like, you know, obvious answer. And you wouldn't pick villain unless you were like, no, I want to go in there and play. So I was impressed with that. I mean, plus he's like super athletic. The one question I have is like, does he actually know Big Brother Canada? I feel like with a lot of these intro videos and a lot of these like intro packets or whatever, like, I couldn't tell who actually knew the game and who had actually like seen the show or was familiar with it. I feel like there was only a few that I recognized as like, oh, they know the game. And it's only because they would like specifically call out past players. Like, I feel like it was Beth and Austin and Jedson said he knew the game. Victoria says she knows it, but I don't know. I mean, it could just be like someone saying, I know the game, and really they'd never seen it. So those were the only ones I noticed as people who said like, I love the show, I know the game. So like, I don't know if they just weren't saying it and it was just supposed to be implied, but like, I do think that matters. Like, you know, obviously you can still be a good player and have no idea what Big Brother Canada is, but like, it probably would help at least in the beginning. Mm-hmm.
For me, it's the number one factor.
Yeah. Do we know if there are a lot of recruits this season? Because if we're getting recruits, like, where do we recruit people from? I feel like that you know, we have a world in lockdown that normally you get recruits of, like, you know, going to bars and stuff like that. Are they just like going through Instagram, like looking for people?
Yeah, I think so. Instagram, TikTok.
TikTok.
They asked a lot of the alumni too to like, you know, reach out to people and get people interested and refer people. So they cast a wide net. So I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think I agree with you though, Melissa. I think that if anything, I think Tyshawn is probably a little bit more in tune with the game than not, because of the fact that he did choose villain, because of the fact that he said he wanted a co-ed alliance. I just think it's something that he actually has put time and energy and thought into. So I'm hoping that he's definitely more on that side of the spectrum.
Okay. All right. Taryn, you like the pick?
I do like the pick. He was definitely high on my board here. I would echo. I'm worried about whether he knows the game or not. I think that he mentioned like, I have social, physical, and mental abilities. So I think he's at least done a little bit of homework to know that those are kind of like three of the things that you talk about, right? Mm-hmm. But nothing too specific beyond that. He seems very charming, and I think he will be good in the house. But I just don't know if there's a killer instinct here. I don't know if he's going to be actively playing hard enough to really do well. We'll just have to wait and see.
Okay. All right. Made a late change to my pick here with my my number three pick. I'm panicking. I'm on tilt. Melissa and Amon got me. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna switch things up. Okay. Taryn gets back to back picks after me, but with the number three pick, I am gonna go with Rohan.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
Rohan, that he's excited. He wants to come in and he wants to play the villain. I mean, I don't know if he's going to win, but I am very excited to watch him try. He did seem to come in and be the one person who seemed like they wanted to try to own that spot of being sort of like the strategic mastermind. He works in strategic partnerships. Seems like he would be an athletic guy, wants to come in and be like a mover and a shaker in the game. He's got some great plaid shirts, which I really admire as well. And I think that he seems to relish being able to come in and play the game. And, you know, I don't know if like he gave a ton away that he knows the show, but I kind of feel like that if you're coming in with this attitude, you probably know the show.
I it's possible. I feel like this is the attitude of a person who knows about the show, who's maybe watched a little bit of it and likes the concept of it, but doesn't necessarily know the details. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
I could see it. I think he's going to be really fun to watch.
I agree with that. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he'll be fun to watch as well. I was thinking about picking him first as well, Rob, and then I switched before we started recording. And I just, the thing for me is like, he just scares me because I just feel like he's not as like, he's smarmy. He's not, I don't think he's like as
high variance pick.
Yeah, deceptive as he thinks that he may be. It may work. You never know. This might be a dumbass cast. He might be able to pull one over on all these people, but
could be the first food. Know. Could be Canadian Dr. Will.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Could go either way.
I liked what he was giving us. Like I thought that it was like a fun character, and you know, I always like to see people want to be like the villain as long as it's a fun villain and not just like an actual villain. However, I was a little concerned when he said that he wants to call the shots in the first half of the game. I feel like everybody who comes in like guns blazing, like I'm in charge here, this is what we're gonna do, and they always, you know, go down in a ball of flames because people don't want to be told what to do coming into the house, because everyone has their own idea of how they want to play or whatever. And if someone, you know, kind of, you always want to start slow at first. And if he just comes in guns blazing, I feel like that might be a problem for other people and he might come across in a bad way. I don't know. I did like that he really likes the Killers, or at least they're his go-to karaoke songs. So, you know, I do like that. But yeah, I was a little worried that he comes across as overly confident. It's totally possible that it's just like his intro video and everyone wants to have like that fun character, like, you know, put themselves out there in a certain way in that video. But if he comes across that way in the house, I feel like he could have a little bit of an issue.
Yeah.
The fact that he was like, I want this person to go after that person based off of the things that I said, I was like, ooh, so you're really trying to start a fight. Like, you're just trying to be everywhere. So, like, that part, that excites me. It really excites me. So, I want to see him do it. But I'm worried that he's just going to get caught.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, I'm excited to watch Rohan. I think that this is the kind of player that I'm always looking at. I want at least one of these in the house. There's somebody that's going to go in and really want to play hard and be that mastermind manipulator. And most of the time, they are going to crash and burn.
No doubt.
A little more low key is real mastermind manipulator. But they're always going to be fun to watch in the process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, look, the round one, I'll do one for me. Round two, I'll get the winner. Okay.
I mean, Rob, you won the last two drafts. Like, we could all be wrong, so.
Yeah. All right. Taryn, you are up with the first of two in a row.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
This is tough too, because you guys didn't steal any from me.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
First pick off the board, I am going to take Julie.
Julie
is going to be my pick. Yeah.
I didn't think you would take her.
Oh, Julie was my number one. I got to take Julie. She does know the show to some degree, from what I understand. She has been applying, I think, for a couple of years. Yes, she seems to have had experience. I think she knows some alumni. She has a very successful YouTube channel, which tells me that she, you know, it knows how to put work into these things, and knows how to, you know, coordinate and network with other kinds of all different kinds of people. I checked out some of her videos. They're very good. I think she's very personable. I think that she has a lot of capability to come in here and do very well. I think that the downside, the fear, is that she may stand out too much. She might be too good. I think she's going to be chosen as a captain, and I think that right away a spotlight will be on her, and she's going to have to use that well. I think she'll probably be in a position of power right away. If she uses it well, I think she can do well. And we'll see.
I feel like I need to watch her YouTube videos, because like I didn't do that. I just watched the intro video and read her like intro packet, and I liked her. I just didn't get the vibe that she like really knew the game or like really was like in it. I don't know. Like I wasn't super impressed by her video, but I feel like I didn't get to know her very well in it. I thought she was really, she came across as really intelligent, very sociable. I felt like, you know, I wasn't sure if she would stand out too much or get along with people. It seemed like she's very, like, she's got like a very distinct personality. And so I was like a little worried that she might not mesh with people. But, you know, I hope I'm wrong, and I would like to go check out her YouTube videos, because I did like how she said that she would backstab her alliance. So I always look for that, because I feel like that's way more interesting than, just to go along to get along. So, I don't have a strong opinion on her. I feel like I didn't get enough from her video. I feel like I got a lot of her, like, backstory, which I liked. But I felt like I didn't get enough of, like, how she was going to play the game once in the house. So,
Tara, how do you know that Julie knows past house guests? Did the past house guests come out and say that we know Julie?
I do not know for sure. I have heard, and I saw somebody in the chat say this again, that people are saying that she knows Suzette.
There's pictures of them together.
She was somebody who Twitter had found out about ahead of time, before the cast was dropped. And at that time, people were saying that she was followed already by some players, some former players. So it would not surprise me if she's, you know, had even more contact than just Suzette. I don't know. But she seems to have some level of involvement with alumni, with the show in the past. And that, again, that tells me that she's at least familiar. And I think that, when I barely know anything else about anyone else, I think that's a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know, has there been any tracking polls of who are people voting for the coaches?
I have not really seen much. I would like to get one of myself. It's hard to do like Twitter polls when there's this many options.
Yes.
But she has over 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. I don't think she's like the most recognizable person in the world, but when I've seen her talked about, there's usually a couple people who are like, oh, I knew of her even before this. So I think that she is probably somebody who is going to get the vote here for captain.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you're saying all of the things that I was thinking about when drafting her too, Taryn. Like, oh, she knows why she's been cast, right? She is pretty much the epitome of diversity right now. An Asian trans woman ending up on this show is just amazing. And I'm really glad that someone like her is going to be able to sit there and tell her story. But that being said, is that going to come with having a big ass spotlight and not really knowing exactly what to do with all that attention? She is a social media influencer, but sometimes social media influencers, all they really know how to do is use social media, and they're not necessarily social people. Like, mm-hmm. you're either the meme or you're the meme queen. And I'm just afraid that maybe she might just be the meme and not the meme queen. So I was more hopeful than not that she will go in there and know what to do, especially if like she knows alumni, probably, like you said, and she's auditioned for this 6 times. So she's been trying and she knows the show. So that excites me. And I am pissed that you took her, but you know, it is what it is.
All right.
Give me comfort that she's applied 6 times. I feel like that shows dedication. It's not just like, because a lot of the times, you know, you get an influencer and they end up on the show and they're like, yeah, I wanted to get on the show because I wanted to like up my following or whatever. But if she's applying 6 times to the same show, I mean, there are other shows out there that, you know, could give her followers if that's what she was looking for. But I feel like if you apply to the same show 6 times, it means you want to be on that show. So that's good.
Okay. We do have some breaking news at this hour that we're going to announce in between Taryn's 2 picks. So let's...
breaking news are happening now.
So Big Brother Canada official account has gone to Twitter to say today Global TV and Inside Productions were made aware of some significant concerns regarding an individual who has been announced as part of the season 9 cast of Big Brother Canada. We take this information seriously and acknowledge the impact these concerns raise for both production and those involved. While much of what has been brought to our attention remains unproven, we cannot proceed with casting this person, and this individual will be replaced ahead of the season premiere. So it is official. Ethan out. An alternate will be in.
Yeah.
Somebody in their hotel room going up right now.
Yes.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
I love it.
It was so easy. This was so easy, Big Brother Canada.
So easy.
Yeah.
So seamless. Yeah. It sets such a great example.
Look at you.
Like, if this were to happen down here, like, now you have a perfect northern blueprint to look up to. Like,
yes.
Gross.
So
gross.
Easy. So easy. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Didn't, our bad. Should have caught this one. Okay. So let's go.
So interesting. Rob, you say, you know what to do, Big Brother Canada, and boom, it gets done.
We got took care of it. We took
the influence, the power.
Easy, easy.
The remember power. The last time you said that? You were like, hey, Big Brother Canada, come back for season 6. And then they did it.
Done.
Yeah. Okay.
Easy.
Right. In all seriousness, great job, Big Brother Canada. Again, people are so excited about everything that you're doing right now, Big Brother Canada. This was this was an easy one. Just maybe float the name out before you officially like put the person on the website. Twitter will do all the work, and then
boom. Twitter will handle.
Okay, so no Ethan in.
Oh,
yep,
there he goes. I was reloading the cast page, waiting to see when he got.
He's gone. He's gone
already.
Yeah, he's off.
Gone. He's gone. The picture is gone. Now I'll be reloading to see if a new one pops up.
Grubbed.
Sorry.
I wonder when they're going to release the next person.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Oh, I want to know.
Damn.
Taryn. All right. Okay. So a lot of excitement in between picks. All right.
Yes.
Taryn, you have Julie on the team. Where else are you going?
You know, I'm torn between a few different options, but I think I'm going to go with Jed.
Jed.
Jed. Yes.
Okay.
Man.
So, Jed is somebody who clearly knows the show, and is very physically fit. He seems like your typical sort of like alpha kind of character, but very knowledgeable about the show. I'm very excited about some of the things that he wrote in his bio about like strategies going into the house. He wants to appear to struggle in mental comps in the early game. He wants to focus on social game. He wants to win when necessary, but not when not necessary. All of this tells me that he not only knows the show, but like understands at least, some amount of the strategy of the show. And that excites me, especially in somebody who clearly is very naturally fit to play the game well. My only concern with Jed, especially in comparison to, you know, some of the other players who are also like young and fit and handsome, is that he may be like I said, like maybe a little bit too alpha. I'm not sure. You know,
too
where
alpha.
Where Tashawn is like, I'm not sure he has the killer instinct. Jed, I'm like, he may have too much of a killer instinct. I'm not sure, but I'm definitely excited to see what Jed does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taryn, he mentions in his 6-point plan, explore a low-key showmance if the opportunity presents itself. That reads to me as I am definitely getting in a showmance.
That, yes, that means he will be flirting.
But on Big Brother Canada, the showmances don't, they don't seem to
exactly.
hurt you. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Maybe it's a positive.
Yeah. Well, Taryn, I'm mad that you picked him because I did really like him a lot and I was interested in picking him. I felt like he was athletic. He was charming. I felt like he had a good strategy. He seemed intelligent. I was really impressed with his bio, the written one. I thought the video was cute and I liked when he tripped over the gym equipment.
The video did nothing for me.
It was a basic video. Yeah.
Jed,
the video wasn't, yeah, exactly. The video was fine, but I did really like his bio and I felt like he really knew the game. Or at least he came across as though he really knew the game. And it seemed like he already had thought about the kind of strategy he wanted to take going in. And I really did appreciate that. So, I think he'll do well. I mean, I guess it just depends, you know, how the rest of the house reacts to him. But overall, I think he's a great pick.
Okay. Amon, any thoughts here on Jed?
Yeah, he wasn't really my favorite. I mean, he's obviously good looking. Like, I mean, I'd be trying to show Manson if I were in the house. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I felt like maybe it was a bit. I think what I really liked about Tyshawn, I felt like Jedson didn't really have as much of that. I worry about like the charm factor. Is it like really well? I feel like does he? I don't know. I just kind of worry if he's going to be able to be low key because he wants to keep his education a secret. He wants to get into an undercover alliance with 4 or 5 people. He wants to appear to struggle in mental competitions early on, but he's also uber competitive. He completed 2 degrees. He's athletic, intelligent. Like, I just feel like he's just going to be too much of like, I need to beat this everybody in this competition. I need to be a comp beast, that he's not going to be able to hold all of that back. Mm-hmm. And when things don't go his way, I wonder if he's going to be the type to sort of like blow his top or if he's going to be able to keep cool, calm, and collected. So I think he's definitely one to like, he's going to be a player. I worry if he'll be able to contain it and channel it well, though.
Yep.
I'm fully with you. Yeah. I feel like he's either going to be, I feel like the alpha males can, well, they often go one way or the other. It's like either you are, you know, the one that crashes and burns, maybe a few weeks in, maybe halfway in, or you're the Cody that you know, just runs it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We will see what happens with Jed. Okay. So it comes back to me with pick number 6, and I'm going to go with a person here that I like a lot. Let's see how they do, but I'm going to be keeping it real. And I'm going to go with Kiefer. Yes. Here is Kiefer. I thought Kiefer was a lot of fun. And I think that Kiefer has a chance to be a breakout character in the season. That he is a big personality. Look, I don't know how Kiefer is going to hold up in the challenges, but I also feel like that's a good reason that people are not going to be targeting him. I think that he is going to be a lovable presence around the house. He had one of the most fun videos out of anybody. And I think that, you know, he's going to be a fun person. Like, everybody's been locked down. You get in the house with Kiefer. It's party time. He's on the radio. He talks to people.
I think... But Kiefer is my pick for the other captain. If I'm guessing who the captains are going to be, who are the fans going to vote for? My guesses are Julie and Kiefer. I think that Kiefer was very charming in his video. I think that there's definitely a lot there. He has a family. He's a family guy. And he's 32. That can kind of set him apart in terms of like, there's a lot of like early 20s to late 20s single people who don't have families, you know. There's going to be a little bit of a gap there.
How many people in the cast have kids? Just two?
I think just two.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
So I do expect him to get along with Tara, who is the...
Yeah, I was wondering about that because she's trying to be the first parent to ever win. So I'm like, how long is she going to let him stay
there? She's going to vote him out.
Parents generally tend to get along, especially like they are both, you know, over 30 on the cast. But not necessarily. I Kiefer also seems very fun. I really could see Kiefer fitting in with a lot of the cast. It's, you know, it's just a matter of like fitting in does not always mean strategically fitting in. And so that could be an issue for him. But if he starts as a captain and he plays it well, then we could see something interesting.
Okay. Melissa, any thoughts on Kiefer?
Yeah. I mean, I thought that he was, you know, really, I think he's going to be really entertaining, and I think that he's going to be really social. I mean, clearly he's a social guy, you know, he's a radio host. He's got like a family. Clearly he's funny and charming according to his video. I mean, I could even see it. The only thing that I'm concerned about is I don't know if he has that like gamer instinct. I don't know, you know, how intelligent he is. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he just like purposefully comes across as like a super goofy guy, but really like he's actually like, you know, hiding how smart he is. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how he plays in the house.
Listen, you can't work in radio unless you're really smart.
I guess that's true. That's the truth. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm interested to see how it goes. I wonder if he's just going to be like the comic relief, like the fun guy that people want to keep around, but really like is kind of just like dragged along. I don't know. I hope that's not the case, but it really could go either way in my opinion.
Yeah. Doom Turkey in the chat says Kiefer comes off like a block star to me. Is that possible? Is that an outcome for Kiefer?
I could see it.
It could be.
He's nice guy. Just put him on the block. The house will keep him.
He won't care.
Yeah.
I will say, something that I noticed is that in his video, there was a whole segment about how much trouble he was having like with the camera setup. And I was like, this is not speaking well to his competition abilities that he doesn't have these like,
Okay. Kiefer Collison. Okay. All right. So he's coming in with a hashtag already that he's, keefing it real. All right. So now we come back to Amon. Amon already has, Tayshaun, and now, we'll go with pick number two.
Oh my God. I'm so upset because I feel like my other pick is going to get taken from me, but I don't want to pass up the opportunity to get this person. I'm just going to try to do some Jedi mind tricks and hopefully you guys don't take my last person. I'm going to go ahead with Miss Beth Beta.
Okay.
She was one of the first videos that I saw, and instantly I had a smile come across my face. She's really bubbly. She's really quirky. She seems like a lot of fun. I think that she's a very likable person. Like I said, likable people usually do well on Big Brother Canada. But the thing that I liked what she said in her bio was that she wants to find a ride or die in the beginning and then pull a Tyler from Big Brother US. Look, if there's any Tyler fans out there that like the way that he plays the game and want to try and emulate that, I want to see you try. I want to see how you try to implement that style of game. I think it's a pretty successful way to play, like finding your one ride or die and then laying low in the beginning. It works every time. So I think that she is sort of unassuming. I feel like the fact that she is just always has a smile on her face and she tries to be the funniest person in the room, I think that speaks well to me. I do worry about the killer instinct because she does say she wants to stick to her alliance and she doesn't want to have to backstab anybody. But I mean, Tyler also tried to do that too. He just tried to do it, you know, he'd stick a knife in your back without you really knowing that he was doing it. So if she can try and master that, I feel good that maybe Beth could do well here. So I'm rolling with Beth.
Okay. All right. Melissa, yeah. any thoughts on Beth?
Yeah, I mean, I like Beth a lot. She's up near the top of my list. I loved her bio, how she like name checked house guests. That always impresses me. It like always gets me, even though it probably shouldn't. But I'm always impressed when someone knows the game. I like that she like will probably come across as like the sweet girl next door, but really is secretly a threat. I like that. She said she likes Fleetwood Mac, or at least I think she said that was like a karaoke song, and I love Fleetwood Mac, so that's a good thing. I'm a little worried that maybe like her personality is a little too like bubbly country girl next door, and maybe it won't mesh with some of the people. But it's also possible that she's just going to be bubbly country girl next door and everyone's going to love it. So I really don't know, but I do think she's intelligent. I do think that she could be a threat in this game. So I think she's a good pick.
Okay. Taryn.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing about Beth. Every time I hear her name.
yeah. Go
I
on.
Think of Wyoming. Mm-hmm. I just, my mind goes to Wyoming. Mm-hmm. And when she was like, I'm such a Beth, I was like, I feel like you're insulting yourself. What has happened to me? What has Big Brother done to me? This name feels like an insult. I liked Beth. I did. Beth was definitely on my radar. She was somebody who clearly knows the show. That's obviously huge. She's 27. That's the right age range there.
I mean, just look at that smile. Can you put that back up again, Rob? Look at that. That's a Disney princess right there. Look at that. Mm-hmm. She looks so cute. I love it.
She really is. She seems very charming, very sweet. I think like who's not going to get along with Beth? You know, I don't know. Nobody. Okay. Nobody except for when she pisses people off. But I think that she definitely has potential. And again, the fact that she knows the show, I think, is going to be huge. I'm interested to see where it goes.
Yeah, she didn't really do too much for me. I like the fact that she was a social worker. I do wonder if she's like more of like a country person that might not be like able to like adapt as much if it's a really like raucous house. But that should probably be fine.
Yeah, that is the main drawback for me. It's like, I'm worried, like, will you be able to, like, step up to the plate if you need to? But, you know, maybe with time, if she allows herself to warm up, I think if she can make it to the end game, I'm really interested to see how she could pull this out. So okay. I'm rooting for her. I like her.
All right. On a night of a lot of breaking news, Taryn, do we have a replacement yet?
I saw some people in the chat saying that we did. I've been trying to refresh the page.
Okay, so here, let's do some breaking news. I've been trying to find a link, but I haven't been able to see it. I never want to get hoax, but you know, enough people in the chat are talking about it. But apparently, that the new person replacing Ethan in the cast will be somebody named Kyle. And so Aman has sent me a tweet. Yeah. We have a tweet again, like, you know, sometimes these things can be off, but Kyle. OK, that is the guy's name. There he is. Kyle.
Yeah, there he is.
OK, so I'll bring him up, and we don't know anything about Kyle except that he is a person.
Yeah, just let me know. I hope they at least like you know went through his stuff as well.
They're doing that as we speak. Maybe it might be premature. This is supposedly the new Big Brother Canada 9 sensation Kyle. If you want to vote for Kyle for one of the coach Kyle to come in, he is available to draft if you choose. Okay, all right. So, let's go to Melissa. Melissa with the second pick.
All right. All right. I am going to pick Austin.
Austin.
I like her a lot. I think that she's intelligent. She knows the show. I mean, in the bio, she said early, she said she loves the show. So I'm assuming that means she knows the show. And I felt like she, you know, I think she'll play intelligently. I think she'll be under the radar. I think that, she'll probably get in a showmance. Cause she talks about never having a boyfriend and how she's like thinking about guys or whatever. I don't know. So that would probably be good for her. I could see that being, you know, a good situation. I'm looking forward to see how she plays, but yeah, I was impressed by her. So I'm looking forward to, seeing it, how she goes.
Okay.
That's that.
Here's Austin, that she is a realtor slash model.
Yep. Yes.
23 year old. Yes.
Austin and Beth were the other people I was really looking at in terms of picks. Similar reasons. Austin seems very charming. She seems to know the show. I think there's a lot of upside here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's she looks really, really sweet. I feel like, I mean, she says that she doesn't really, I mean, that she's never really had a boyfriend or anything. Her dad was really strict. So what that says to me is that even if there are guys in the house that are going to try and, you know, work her over, I feel like she has demonstrated a sense of like control in her life. So I'm thinking, if anything, I'm hoping that the guys will bend to her favor and not the other way around. So yeah, she seems like she could be a dark horse.
Mm-hmm.
I want like a little bit more cutthroat energy from her, and maybe the house just needs to mold it out of her first.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that that's definitely a possibility. So I think,
yeah,
I think Austin's a good pick too.
She might win the award for getting the feeds cut the most.
She tells us about her biggest fear is icebergs. Now, maybe more common in Canada than here in the United States, but is she sailing around on a lot of cruise liners? Where is she running into icebergs?
Rob, have you never seen Titanic?
I know, but what is she, that she's not,
was she
a,
on
she's
the
not
Titanic?
A model slash crewmate on a ship.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to me. I mean, I feel like I assume that all Canadians just go to bed with snow and ice. Like,
you would think like that they would be comfortable with it.
Right.
So I don't know. Her prized possession are her crystals. I don't know if she's bringing them into the house.
Well, okay, hold on, Rob. Maybe she's worried about icebergs melting.
Icebergs melting? Yeah, that
is
scary.
True. That is
water
a
world.
Problem,
yeah.
Rob.
Sure.
That's a problem.
Sure. Mm. Okay. Yes. Okay. People are saying it's a metaphorical fear, like icebergs melting. But wouldn't you say glaciers? Are you worried about icebergs melting? I feel like it's more glaciers melting would be more of a thing than an iceberg melting. I don't know. That's me.
Maybe she watched one of those videos. Have you ever seen those videos of like people in ships and watching like the glaciers just crash and then a big wave comes at you?
Yeah, that's not great.
That's pretty scary.
That is scary.
Or she's meaning like iceberg, like people who are icebergs. Like we only see like the little bit of them at the top, but really they're so deep. Like, you know, it's like, that's scary. You know, if you don't know
hiding. Yeah, she's wearing like this black top against a black backdrop, and you really only see like her shoulders.
You only see the top of an iceberg.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that is her fear. So Melissa, you actually have back to back picks here.
Oh, right. I do. Okay. I am gonna pick. Let me make sure I'm picking the right person. I'm gonna pick Josh.
Okay. Let's go.
I felt like this might be a weird one, but I figure this is my last pick, so I kind of want to just like go for it. Josh was really intriguing to me. I felt like his video was really interesting. I feel like he's a kind of personality that you don't normally see on Big Brother, so I kind of was like interested. I felt like I was a little concerned when he said that he's never lived with people and is an only child and he's only ever lived with his parents. So I feel like that's a little bit concerning because like he might not get along well with people. Also, I thought it was interesting that his biggest pet peeve is eating and walking, like with a fork and a plate while pacing. Very specific, but you know, that's, you know, a good pet peeve, I guess. But I did see like a comment from a friend on the YouTube video where he was like, he's a friend of mine and he's super laid back. So I thought that was interesting because like I wasn't sure. He could either go either way where he's like really like crazy and everyone's like, what the heck? Or he's just this laid back guy who people are interested in and he like kind of gives interesting comments. I don't know. And so that made me lean more towards the second option. I feel like he might really, I could see him really clicking with certain people in the house on the cast. And so, you know, I just figure I'm interested in him. And so I want to be able to root for him. Yeah. So I'm drafting him.
Amon, what did you think of Josh's video?
I loved it. I loved it. This was the person that I was afraid that Melissa might take.
Well. Yeah, so, you tried to Jedi mind trick me and it didn't work.
I really liked Josh. A lot of people were giving him a lot of crap for liking Elon Musk. And when he made that comment to me, I thought that he was just speaking more about like the stuff that Elon Musk has been involved in, i.e. the theories about multiple universes, parallel universes, all that stuff.
Yeah. You know, Is this a simulation?
The biotechnology, yes. Microchips, all that stuff. And that's the kind of stuff that I love talking about.
Yeah. In fairness, Taryn, I believe that you and Mike Bloom had to finish Big Brother Canada 8 in a simulation. So I don't know if he's totally off base.
It's true. Maybe he stemmed from that stimulation. Stimulation. I will say this to look. Our simulations are always stimulating. I kind of get it. I also hate eating and walking at the same time. It's annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a classic pet peeve. Really.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Josh. When I started watching Josh's video, I was like, I feel like I know this guy. Like, where do I know this guy from? And then he said he worked in like film production. I was like, oh, he is every film major that I've had in college.
True.
He does have a bit of an esoteric air to him.
I don't know how well that will work in the Big Brother Canada house. I think that it's very possible that this guy is very chill and that's cool, but I don't know that he's going to be socially active enough. I'm definitely concerned that that he's never lived with anyone besides his parents, and I'm even more concerned that he thinks that that would surprise people because it doesn't. The good thing is that he likes being made fun of. So my conscience is clean.
It's like it's a free for all.
Yeah. I think that he is probably a smart guy. I just don't know if he has the social thing down. And I think this is a house full of very social people. And I'm not sure how that's going to work for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like I hope he doesn't try to come across as a smart guy. I feel like that's where you have problems. It's like, he strikes me
as the kind of person that wants to come off as a smart guy.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm concerned about. It could just be like the video. I mean, you're supposed to like make yourself out to be this character and talk about yourself and blah, blah, blah. Like maybe he's totally not like that in the house, but it could go either way, but that's why he's my third pick and not my, not my first. So.
Yeah, it was a risky
look,
pick.
We're in the third round. Yeah.
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 No bad picks in the third round.
The fact also that there are still people in here that we're like interested in and want to pick is a very good sign. Yeah. I feel like a lot of the most recent seasons we've kind of just been like, I guess this person as we got into like the second picks. So this is great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good sign.
To me, like I feel like that Big Brother is an extrovert's game and he seems like very introverted. I don't know how he's going to handle sort of being like in these big group settings in the house and like fitting in with like a big big rowdy group.
Yeah, I honestly think that he could be a candidate for first boot. I think that he is in that range. And that doesn't mean like he could absolutely surprise us. He could be better than we think. But if I'm looking at like who could very easily not fit in right away and stand out, Josh is one of the people.
I agree with that. I feel like that he's sort of like in maybe the Ian Terry mold of like that he could be the person that nobody gets along with. But if he gets his feet under him, like he could be somebody who's like runs the season.
I don't think, see, I don't think that he, I'm a little higher on him than I think you guys are. I think, I don't think that he'll necessarily be the most likely to be a pariah or anything. I think that he's just, like Terrence, I think he's just a film major and he had fun with that video. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it was. Yeah. And I think that when he gets into that house, he is going to, I think that he'll have an easier time getting along with people. I do.
Yeah, I could already see him connecting with certain people, at least in my head. I was like trying to pair people up and being like, who would not mesh well? Yeah. And I felt like I could see him mixing well with some of the people in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
Well.
All right. So we come back to me in round number three, and I'm checking my notes. I'm trying to see if there's been a mistake here. I don't know if there has been, because I'm saying I'm not sure. Maybe there's something that I don't know. I thought, did Amon just pick? Oh, that wasn't Amon's pick? Oh, I'm sorry. Amon was so high on him. I thought it was, I wrote in my notes it was Amon's pick. I'm sorry.
I almost jumped the gun.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. There was a moment there that I thought, if I let him keep going, he'll give away his pick.
Yes. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. I apologize. Jump the gun. Amon. It's on the clock.
Okay. So my heart really wants to go with this person.
Amon, the chat wants Kyle.
Yeah, do it.
Is Kyle even eligible? Like, is that a thing?
I'll allow it.
I'm not taking no damn Kyle.
Everyone's like, is he gonna do it?
Y'all are crazy. Okay. Damn it. Okay. I've been really trying to be good. I've been trying to be strategic this time. Because I want to win. But my heart wants to go with this person so bad because I feel like there's already like a degree of connection here. I have to go with Brayden, guys. I just love Brayden so much.
Okay.
I'm so afraid because I was watching Taryn's stream the other day. And whenever you got to Brayden, everybody popped up in the chat saying, Gary. And I know that's going to, like, the people in the house are going to do the exact same thing. And I'm so scared that he's going to be so likable that they're going to get rid of him as soon as they can. And I really don't want that to happen. That scares me so much. But I know that he is a fan. I know that he is a friend of Kirsten's. So we know that he is a fan, and I really want to root for him, and I want him to be on my team so that when he does well, I can feel extra good about it. I had to go with my heart this time. Like, I feel like there's a lane within this cast for him to find his footing. I feel like as long as he can get like his little group of people in the beginning to shield him, I think that there's a way for him to win. I mean, the first winner of Big Brother Canada was almost Gary, right? Mm-hmm. And if he is anything like Gary, even though I don't think that they're that much alike, just because they're both black and gay doesn't really mean much. So we really should stop saying that. But I think that there is like some Gary upside to him. And so that's what excites me the most. And I hope that my heart isn't like just fooling me here. But that's what I'm drawn to right now. So I'm picking Brayden. And that rounds up.
If there's a lot of recruits, Amon, they might not even know who Gary is.
That's true.
I mean,
yeah, I like Brayden a lot.
Gary hasn't played in 4 years.
That's true.
I know.
Yeah, I liked Brayden a lot. I thought this video was really entertaining. I feel like he's going to be fun and sociable and like very, you know, I'm excited to watch him for sure. I am worried, like Amon said, you know, who knows? But at the same time, I could absolutely see him connecting with people just like on a personal level and being able to use that to kind of get him forward rather than just immediately like, oh, it's Gary, get him out. So I do think he has a good shot. I love that Kirsten knows him and likes him, and that's a good good for me. So, you know, I do like him a lot, and I think he's a good pick.
Oh.
Yes?
More news. Never mind.
Yes. What's up, Amon?
Kyle has a page up.
I had been refreshing the website.
I was not ready yet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's. Kyle coming soon.
Yeah. Let's finish on Brayden, and then we'll do another Kyle check. Yeah. Taryn, how do you feel about Brayden?
I like Brayden. Brayden probably would have been my pick if he had come to me. I think that you know, based on his video and his bio, it's hard to really get a good read on like how well he knows the show, how strategic he might be. It's a lot about like he's clearly very funny. You get a sense of his personality, but you don't get a sense of how he'll play the game. Mm-hmm. And that's the only sort of skepticism I have. But he knows the show. Like he knows what he's getting in for. And you know, I would hope that he has done some studying, that he's been, you know, preparing. And if that's the case, then I think he could be a dark horse here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing that I didn't like from Brayden's video, that he talked about being spicy and being petty. And I feel like that those are not necessarily great traits to have in the game of Big Brother. It's a long season. And I feel like that you have to be able to get over things. Like you can hold a grudge.
I feel like he's just saying that, though, because Aika has said that in the past. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like a nice buzzword to say.
And so Aika was right there.
Aika was right there.
She was right there. She was at the final four. It was right there. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he can be petty in an Aika 2.0 sense. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right. Any other thoughts on Brayden?
Nothing other than that he's my special interest pick for my team, and I'm rooting for him really hardcore. I hope that he can go far.
Okay. All right. Good luck to Brayden. We do have a photo of Kyle officially on the website. You could see here is Kyle now. He right there. His name is Kyle Moore. ironically, there is nothing more to tell you, but here he is. Kyle Moore, currently the 14th contestant on Big Brother Canada 9. So there he is. Ready to go. Good job, Big Brother Canada. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just make sure you got a couple other people on ice just in case.
You never know.
On icebergs.
Yeah, on icebergs. All right. So we have two picks left, but four people up for grabs. At this point, we have, and correct me if I'm wrong, we have Kyle, who is newly added. We have Tara.
I'll pick on the board.
Yeah, we have Tina and we have Victoria. Those are the four. Okay, so we'll go to me, and then we'll go to Taryn, and then we'll hold off on the last two people because then we'll see who gets added.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, boy, I am surprised that this person fell. I wonder, is there something that I don't know where people didn't choose this person? Because I feel like they're good. I'm not sure. But either people say that like, oh, this is amazing, or you idiot. How did you not know about this? But I'm going to go with Victoria. I thought Victoria came across very fun in her video. Very social. Seems like she's going to get along with everybody. Was there a reason why nobody wanted Victoria?
Brayden and Victoria were the people I was hoping I was going to get one of them.
Yeah, I had her sort of like middle of the pack on my list. She does social work. She's a self-described social butterfly, which is something that you want to be in the Big Brother house. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Give me some Victoria, the queen all Victorias are good at Big Brother. Everybody knows that.
I feel like I personally liked her video, but I was a little concerned that she might be a little too much for people.
Too much
it's
fun?
Possible. Yeah, too much fun. There's such a thing as too much fun. I just feel like it's possible that she was just like really playing up her personality and like, you know, just for the sake of video introduction, and that it'll be a little more like low key in the house. But I'm worried that she's just a little too bubbly, a little too outgoing for someone to live with 24/7. I don't know. That's just kind of the vibe I was getting. But it's possible that that's just a video thing and she'll be totally different in the house. Or even if she's not totally different in the house, if she's just not too much in the house, I feel like that'll be totally fine. I thought that she came across really intelligent. She says she knows the game. So, you know, if she's not too much for people to handle, then I feel like she'll do great. So that was my concern. And that was what was holding me back from picking her. But overall, I do like her. And I do think that, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
I think Victoria could be a bridge between the the younger crowd and the slightly older crowd, because the older crowd is not that old. And I think that she can probably relate to the people who have families. She works with children, but she also has this party side to her. I think she'll easily fit in with the younger, you know, single people, even though she is in a relationship. And so I think that she's well positioned. I think that she absolutely could do well. I don't know how well she knows the show. And you know, it's I would have picked her here, but often.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see. She says she's a nomance in the house. Seems like a fun personality. Why not? It's round three. Victoria,
it's round three, baby.
I was like, how is she still here? How's she still here? Like,
I think what Melissa said was true in that, like, I feel like the overarching narrative for her right now is that people are afraid that she's going to be a little bit too much. And I tend to believe that probably is just her in the video, because I'd have to imagine if I was doing a video for Big Brother, mine would probably be most like hers.
Yeah, so. People have been locked in their house for a year. She's excited.
Yes.
Leave her alone.
She was the other one. I was vacillating like Taryn was. But I ultimately ended up picking Brayden. But I mean, I think that there is definitely a lane for her to fall into and make some, or you know, just do some damage. I think she's definitely one of those players that needs an alliance.
Yes,
that's for sure. I think that she needs an alliance, and she needs people to protect her, and she needs people to sort of guide her through the game. And if she can make it deep, then yeah, sure.
She says she wants to have a female bestie. Divide and conquer and find the strongest guy in the house and see if they want to secretly work together. Sounds as good as anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not knocking it.
All right. So Taryn, you're in a unique position here at the bottom of the draft that you have three different people to choose from for the last pick. Normally you would just get the leftovers.
First two picks.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad.
But this is, but you, are not getting the total dregs. You have a choice here.
I do. I have a choice between Tara, Tina,
and the mystery and item, the covered
our
item.
Good friend Kyle.
Yeah.
They found Kyle's Twitter, by the way.
They did.
And it looks like he's a decent guy. He has a mental health podcast and he, I mean, who knows, but you know,
mental health.
Did anybody listen to all the episodes yet?
It's not problematic yet, supposedly.
Yeah. Okay.
Guys, I'm going to need the detective work.
Don't be phoning in.
So here's the thing. I really like Tina, and I would not be mad to have Tina on my team. But I also think it would be real fun to just roll the dice and go mystery Kyle. So I don't know. I'm torn. I'm probably not going to go Tara. And here's the thing. I think that all three, not all three, all two remaining people that I know of, they're both perfectly good options. Like, I don't feel like I'm left with no win choices here. I think that Tina is excellent. I think that Tara has a lot of potential. And I just think that it would be funny to pick Kyle.
Okay.
So, I'm really torn here. But you know,
Kyle.
Look, I was reading Tina's bio, and she said that her mantra, the words that she lives by, are "You only live once." So I'm picking Kyle. We're rolling it.
Okay. All right.
Yay! Good choice,
Kyle. We have no No wins, no nominations, no bio for the 26-year-old Red Deer, Alberta hockey coach.
Oh, did you? Oh, apparently, whoever's running Braden's Twitter account just said that Braden knows Kyle.
Oh,
they know each other.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, Tara, it looks like we're going to be working together this season.
And by proxy, does Kyle know Kirsten?
Oh.
I don't know. Somebody call in Kirsten real quick.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, all right. Taryn goes with Kyle. Should we talk about the two women who did not get selected?
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I guess that if each of you had another pick, would you go Tara or Tina?
Well, you guys know I would go Tina.
Tina.
I would go Tara.
Tara. Okay, Tara. Is it pronounced Tara? It's spelled Tara. Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's Tara.
I'd go Tara.
I think I'd probably go Tina, like Taryn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Team Tina.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe Tara or Tara will be the first boot. It'll be confusing. Taryn, Tina, Taryn, what do you think about Taryn? Tara? Tina. Yeah.
A perfect alliance name. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Let's go in alphabetical order and talk about Tara first. Okay.
Okay.
She is a mom. Seems like a tough cookie. She's exercising. She does not like kids that pee on the toilet seat. So she's ready to go.
She is. Again, at 37, a little bit older, she has a family. Based on her video, it seems like being a mom is a huge part of her identity. And that's something that most of the cast is not going to be able to relate to.
Yeah.
Which is definitely concerning.
Boy, my wife is a mom. She would be so excited to get out of our house and go be on any Big Brother season for 3 months and be away from children. She could be shot out of a cannon, Tara.
Nicole, also very fit. So,
yeah. Like, oh, no kids and I can do workouts here. What do I need to do? Sign me up.
Yeah, I mean, that's all great. And I like the fact that in her video, she was like, you know, pretending to have evictions and stuff. That's a fan right there. And that's what made it so hard for me to go with Tina, because I felt like Tara was probably more of the fan. But I just worry that, like, is she, like... I mean, she's like, she said that her defining characteristic was that she is used to dealing with people that are younger than her. I'm like, but these people are 25. They're not three or four or five. And so I'm like, are you gonna automatically come in here wanting to be the mom, wanting to guide people, wanting to tell you when you're right and when you're wrong? Is that going to rub people the wrong way? I feel like she has like I just feel like the mom will jump out. The mean mom, because there's nothing wrong with being a mom, but just like the mean mom could jump out real quick.
I felt the same way. The line that stood out to me in her bio is that she said the fact that would surprise people about her is that she's actually a pretty strict mom.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if that's true, and she's used to being around children, and she's a spin instructor, I think she's used to being in charge.
Yeah,
I think she's used to telling people what to do. I'm worried that if that translates in any way, this is going to be a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That photo looks like Kate Beckinsale to me, by the way. Oh. I'm just going to throw that out there. Like every time I across it, I could swear there's like a Kate Beckinsale photo that looks exactly like that. So anyway.
I see it.
Okay.
I can't get out of my mind.
All right. So there's Tara. And then let's talk about Tina, the other person who is still up for grabs in round number four of this draft. Once we meet it's going to be a wild round four with two returning players and two people that went undrafted.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So Tina Thistle is our other player who went undrafted. And Tina is a 42-year-old graphic designer.
Yes, I love Tina. I think she's great. I love that she's also somebody. She said she got into hockey recently. And she's been playing for, I think, 2 years now. So, you know, not somebody that is going to be a pushover in competitions necessarily that that have some physical elements. She is just so charming. I feel like, she is 42. So the oldest person on the cast. That is a very tough position to be in. But mm-hmm. I think that she has the charm for everyone in this house to be like, ah, oh, we love Tina. We don't want Tina to go. And I think that's a good place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like her a lot too. I mean, I think that she's someone that I would want to hang out with if I were in the house. She just seems so sort of like just down to earth and sort of like down for whatever. She doesn't really like to argue. I feel like she's just going to be someone that is, you know, really, you know, just communal, you know. Mm-hmm. I just feel like she'll just, everybody will love her. And if she can sprinkle in a few wins here and there, because, I mean, yeah, she's a little older. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the physical competitions don't really work out in people that are older's favor. But not every competition is like that. So if she can get into a position of power, I can really see her having the cleanest HOH out of any of these people. I really do. So we'll see.
Don't forget, Karen won the first Big Brother Canada 5 HOH, and she went big game hunting.
She did.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Tina, people will like her, and I feel like she'll get along with people, and that's, and she says that she, you know, wants to get along with everyone and everything like that. But I feel like that's a problem. Like for me, like the desire is just to like be well liked and get along with people. And I don't necessarily see like
that's
the desire
one.
To like play and like actually like win. So I just felt like I wasn't seeing that from her, whether it was from her video or her bio. I just didn't get that. And so like, yeah, that's great. You know, coming in, people will like you. Maybe you won't go first. Maybe you will, you know, stick around, but I just don't see the like win, the drive to win there. So I just like, I wouldn't pick her, but that's just because like, I don't know if she's in it to win it. And that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she'll be a fun character in the season. Hope she sticks around. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's our cast so far. We may get two returning players or some other twist along the way, potentially. Or maybe we play with 14. We'll all find out. Maybe as we get closer to March 3rd or in the premiere itself. And that's what's coming up. Taryn, anything else that we should highlight before we wrap things up tonight?
No, other than the fact that I think this is a promising cast. I think the one of the things that I said when I saw this cast initially was that I didn't really see any duds except for Ethan, and they fixed it. So
who's that?
Now that's over.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's talk about what's coming up here on Rob as a Podcast. All right. Last night, we got together with Jessica Lise and Chappelle to talk about the 33rd best season of Survivor. It was Survivor Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers. Had a lot of fun. Over 3 hours going through everything from Survivor 35. Have had a lot of fun. Watched 8 seasons of Survivor so far in 2021. But it was the 3rd best of the seasons I've watched so far in this season. You could hear our recap there. And then hear our additional feedback show in the Patreon podcast feed over the weekend. All right. Then we also have, Tough as Nails. Tough as Nails had some, it's been a wild week in reality TV with comings and goings. And Tough as Nails was no exception last night. Mike Bloom and I broke down a very interesting start to Tough as Nails Season 2, Episode 3. If you haven't seen it yet, you can check that out. And Jessica Lise will be back with us next week as we talk more Tough as Nails. Then, I also recorded this podcast today. I watched all of Pirate Master this month on the RHAP Rewind. Check out what was going on. Episodes 12 through the finale. Jordan Kalish, Seeds Matey, joined myself and Aaron Robertson as we broke down the home stretch of Pirate Master. We put up a tweet earlier today from the Rob Has a Podcast Twitter feed that March is going to be Listener Choice Month on the RHAP Rewind. Myself and Chappelle are going to be watching the first episode of 5 different series that you tell us to watch. And then the winner we will watch in the month of April. So you can reply to that tweet from the Rob is a Podcast Twitter account to let us know what you want to see us watch in March. All right. Then we're covering 90 Day Fiancé as well. Myself and Mr. 90 Day Fiancé, Puya Zambakili, and I, we spoke with Dr. Jatia Hart this week. Check that out. Everything going on 90 Day Fiancé. And then this week, we have been trying to raise some awareness for the North Texas Food Bank for all of our listeners in the state of Texas who are suffering. So many people had damage done to their house or are without power and food and water. We made a contribution to buy 3,000 meals from the North Texas Food Bank. If you are interested in also making a donation, you could head on over to ntfb.org. And we're thinking of all of our listeners in Texas, a lot of other great organizations that are helping people in Texas. If you want to consider giving some of your thoughts and potential donations, if you have the means, to the North Texas Food Bank or any other great organizations in the state of Texas. All right. There you go. All right. So everybody's got a lot of great stuff going on. Melissa, where can people keep up with you here heading into this Big Brother season?
You can find me on my Twitter, also on other social media at It's Melissa with yes. three A's.
Melissa, will you be considering any drunk history of Big Brother Canada? What would it be? Ica ripping up the letters?
Yeah, that's a good one.
The triple or the double eviction where Netta went out?
Yeah, that's, oh gosh, these are good. Although Iman kind of already handled that one.
Yeah, what would it be?
Drunk,
what would it be?
But, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, like, you
Kevin,
want good TV?
Kevin getting through the TV. Triple eviction. Yeah.
Yeah, gosh, yeah. There's so many. Man, you've given me some good inspiration. I'm going to have to take a look at that. Mm-hmm.
What does everybody Definitely. Want? Good TV. all right, it's Melissa with three A's. Mm-hmm. Iman, what are you up to these days?
You can continue to follow me on Twitter at Iman Adwin. I have also gotten into the Twitch game where I am reading lots yes. of Harry Potter to people.
I was watching Iman the other day baby. On Twitch, and then yeah. That Iman was like, this is a catfish.
I wasn't sure because I didn't even know that RHAP had a Twitch channel. So I was like, who the hell is this? Masquerading yeah. as Rob at like 3 o'clock in the morning over here, which is midnight for you. But mm-hmm. yeah, I didn't know it was you. But yeah, check me out. Lots of Harry Potter content over there and other things as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Check out Iman Adwin. And then Taryn, what do you have going on? The calm before the storm.
Yes, you can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Tomorrow night, I'm having an awards show, Best Things of the Year.
Of what year?
Of 2020, Rob.
Oh, okay.
The best movies that didn't come out. The best books that didn't come out. It'll be fun. I've put out a form for people to fill out. There's going to be audience choices. There's going to be nominees. You can predict who's going to win.
What's I've the even award got called?
Graphics for it. It's the Taryn 2020 Awards, presented by the Robot Army.
Does the statue is called the Taryn?
I haven't gotten that far. We'll have to figure. Maybe it's the robot. I don't know.
The robot. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. There's a dress code. If you're going to show up, make sure that you're fancily dressed.
Yes. How fancy? Like business casual?
You know, in my opinion, fancy is whatever fancy means to you. Mm-hmm. If whatever fancy means to you, that's what fancy is.
Are you going to wear a suit?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Wow. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Wild. Okay. Oh, and
a wonderful way to kick off award season.
Yeah. When are you doing that?
Tomorrow night. Tomorrow 9 p.m. Eastern.
It's Friday night. Friday night. Check out the Taryn Awards. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very interesting. This is wild. You blew my mind. I was not expecting yeah. to hear about the Taryn Awards.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. I've managed to get through a whole podcast without talking about Clubhouse. I love Clubhouse. If anybody's on Clubhouse, look
oh,
for
we
me.
Oh, well, we go, Rob.
Well, that just I'm telling the listeners that I love going on Clubhouse. If you're on Clubhouse, look for me there and come say hi. Thank you so much for watching. Really looking forward to the Big Brother Canada season. Of course, yeah, check out more Big Brother Canada coverage coming on Monday night with Taryn and Mike. And you can subscribe to our Big Brother podcast feed at robhasawebsite.com/BB podcast to get everything Big Brother Canada that we're putting out in the podcast feed. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.